know when you're ready, Helen. Okay, to bring the meeting to order, the Library Joint Powers Authority Finance Subcommittee, may I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Matthews?
Here.
Citizen Dexter?
Here.
Councilmember Termini?
Here. And Board Member Dick English is absent today.
Yes.
And it was noted that he did inform us of his intended absence. Motion to approve the agenda?
I'm not sure you can.
We have a quorum.
Why?
Of those present at that meeting?
You don't have to be present at the meeting to approve the agenda. You have to approve.
Oh, I'm sorry, the agenda. I was on the minutes. I'm
and
sorry.
Also the minutes, by the way. It's been determined.
Yeah, I thought so, but every meeting I go to, they do that.
I know.
Okay, so agenda. Okay, go. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I will move approval. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The vote was unanimous. Motion to approve the minutes.
Unanimous of those present. Noting once again.
That's just the two of
us. And those that were not present, you reviewed the minutes.
So moved.
Second? Second? All in favor?
Aye. You're the seconder. I'm abstaining.
Yeah. Oral communications. Bruce, you got anything for us?
Hi, I'm Bruce Holloway from Boulder Creek. I think the two most interesting financial items are actually the bond issue, the size of it, how it's going to get paid for, and all that, and the renegotiation of the MOE on the Joint Powers Agreement. So I think those are a couple of really interesting big-ticket topics that I would think that the Finance Committee might take up, but I see half of the FMP committee here, so I guess that's where those things get talked about.
And it's
jurisdictional administrators.
Yeah, and it's just about sunsetted, and it's really the jurisdictional administrators mm-hmm. that are the place to pick up most of that information.
And they'll be making recommendations to the board.
But one of my recommendations is going to be, does this Finance Committee need on a future agenda to contemplate coming out in any way to the full board regarding the bond? I don't think it has any financial impact directly on us, so my gut feeling is no.
I would say that's.
But I wanted to bring it out just to.
I mean, we did talk about the cost of an election at some point. We haven't decided for sure when that's going to be. Correct?
Correct.
Perhaps it's just the budgeting of election costs that would be germane to this committee.
That's what I meant.
Right.
Not the campaign, but the cost of the election.
And certainly not necessarily the amount of the bond or what's going to be done.
The cost of running the election.
Right.
Yeah, and as I have information from that committee that's going to the board, if this committee is meeting in an appropriately mm-hmm. timed manner, I can certainly bring things here first. I wouldn't want to be tied. The board has asked for a timeline, and we're working on that, and we don't want to have to be delayed because this committee can't meet. So.
Yes.
Or is it new? So, but I'll be cognizant of mm-hmm. keeping you apprised as there's more new information. Currently, there's not.
Good. Any other oral communications? Good, Bruce. We do not have a financial report because Marcus is here.
We have
a financial report, but do we want to give Marcus?
Any questions, I can be poised to answer them, and if I
minutes?
Can't, then.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I see that what really drove the big increases was the extra pay period in
yeah.
January, and the other expenditures were up a lot this month. Is that? I mean, I noticed that the financial services and the software maintenance were higher than in previous. Is that related to the software maintenance related to the Polaris?
We started paying. We had certain milestones at which we were paying them, and we had those.
Right, but the financial services went up kind of a lot too this month. Was there some audit?
Probably was the audit.
Right. Okay. All right. So, I mean, I wasn't alarmed by it. I just wanted to make sure.
We don't really have.
Well, and obviously the extra pay period. I also had a question. We approved the extra $192,000 for the budget adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And how is that reflected in here?
It's not in here yet because it was approved this is the January report.
Right. Oh, right. Okay. Okay. So it would be, we'll see it in, because that was in the February. That
was
at the February meeting. That
so
was at the February meeting.
I'd have, Marcus will either put it in the,
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was on vibrate. Oh, it's Marcus. Hi, Marcus.
I recognized you.
Are you done? Okay, we'll still be here in 10 minutes. I will suggest to the chair that we move the agenda. We were just talking about the financial report, so why don't we just hold off on that, and then we'll talk about it when you get here. Okay.
Do we want to let him off the hook?
Yeah, I didn't let him off the hook.
You mean completely? You don't need to come?
He's already walking over here.
Yeah, he's just across the street.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Brad, he's over at the county building.
If he's on the move.
But he's on the move, so he's walking over here. So.
Then let's move the next item on the agenda up, and when Marcus gets here, we can pose more questions to him. And that is election of chair and co-chair.
I'd love to nominate you as chair, yes. I would second that.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently.
Eagerly.
Okay, we'll take the vote on that first. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It was unanimous.
Of those present, noting that Dick English is not here.
Right. And
the new rules say we have to.
How does the committee feel about the replacement of Dick, replacement of Dick in view of the changes taking place in the board right now? I mean, this committee may not make it past, September.
I'll tell you what. What is Dick's status now?
Dick has resigned from the board effective basically April after he's replaced.
Yeah, it's based on his replacement. I mean, it's the schedule we have now
And according to the bylaws or whatever, we need that replacement in place no more than 90 days.
Right, so that would be.
I personally would like to get going on that, advertise and
anticipate. It is.
And we have that because there's going to be an election, and I think we need every committed.
All hands on deck.
Well, that'll be on the.
You will select a new citizen member.
But it's on this committee,
yes.
Whether or not
but
we need somebody on.
Or
you need that person
here.
Doesn't necessarily come onto finance.
No.
Just because somebody comes onto the board doesn't mean they automatically take the place on finance.
Correct.
So the question is whether you want to have a fourth member on finance.
I mean, it doesn't have to be the next replacement. It could be.
Probably shouldn't be.
Right.
It should be
somebody who's
got
a
little
history.
Experience.
Yeah. That's actually not on the agenda, so discussion.
I know.
Right.
So. Well, then, something to consider for the April meeting.
Yeah. We can't act on it, but we can say,
yes,
we should.
Yeah.
And I think we should, because there are quorum issues, and it's just, as we're going into all this stuff, let's have another brain on it.
Better to have more people understand.
Could we have that on the March JPA agenda? Appointment of someone to the Finance Committee, please?
But you don't have your new citizen member.
Well, that's okay.
It doesn't matter.
Chances
are it's not going to be the new citizen.
Right.
It's going to be someone who's on the board right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we have five other possibilities. Right.
Good. And now we're just waiting for Marcus to find a parking space.
He's walking. I have a question, which I can probably ask you. Should we go back to finance?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. You can ask the questions and then move.
I just was looking at this with different eyes, and I had a question about the trust funds and where they're invested. And the reason I ask this is we're talking about setting up an endowment for the Parks and Rec Department.
For the what?
Parks and Rec
Department.
And are talking with the Community Foundation about doing it through them, so the investments and management of the endowment would be handled by them. And that just then, when I looked at the trust, I just wondered how these are administered, because I'm sure they would be
these
more
vary.
Constrained.
Yeah, these vary based on one or two of them. I don't have my list with me.
I know some of them we spend down the capital.
Are handled by a bank. They're already, I mean, the way the trust was set up, it was at the bank. I think that's Finkelday. I'm not totally positive. It may not be one of the trusts either. I have a list of all the trust funds and where, what their requirements are. Otherwise, the investments are through the city, so that question should be asked of Marcus.
Yeah, and I know that city investments are exceptionally cautious and constrained. So I just think that's a question worth asking. I mean, it's pretty good chunk of money here.
It is, you know.
It's over a half million.
What it brought to mind for me was that why we don't do more, and only because I'm on the board of the Red Cross and we live and die by our endowments, why we don't market more, or, sounds a little creepy,
no.
Go looking for.
No, go for bequests. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, like the planned giving.
Yes, planned giving, mm-hmm. and working with the community foundation is a perfect example.
The Friends are doing that.
Yeah,
the Friends
that's
are
a
starting.
Real
they've
Friends
been,
acting.
They've almost got their brochure ready, I think.
That's great.
For planned giving, and they are getting, they're setting it up through the community foundation. It's exactly what they're doing.
That's perfect.
So
isn't it better to have the gift go to the Friends than to the library? Is that,
it
I
is.
Mean,
it's better for the donor.
Right.
Although if you're deceased, you don't really care as much about tax implications. But
isn't it better, for, isn't it, doesn't it give the
it's
library
better for the
more
estate,
fle-
too.
It does give the library a little
more
flexibility.
Flexibility and use of the funds.
And the winner of the silver in the 40-yard dash.
Oh, we're done.
Okay.
No, actually, there were finance questions.
There were questions. Let's start with, Cynthia was just asking about the trust funds and how they're invested. And
how they're administered.
Yeah.
Is that?
And Marcus, I only thought of this because of the discussions we're having about the Parks and Rec Endowment
through
the Community Foundation. And my question was, would it make sense to just examine how these funds are, where they sit, and how they're
absolutely.
For best advantage. So don't expect an answer today, but I think it's worth looking into.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how the frequency and usage of the funds.
Well, it's over a half million dollars.
No, correctly combined. So it's more of,
each
if it's all going to be used in 6 months, then, you know, but
right.
That's not likely.
Right,
no. I can't speak for Teresa, though. So
yeah.
I mean, I think it's part of a longer decision.
And also it was brought up on, you know, the Friends are looking at more planned giving. And more endowments, and is it best for it to go to the Friends? Is it, are there better consequences tax-wise for the estate? Is it easier for them to spend money?
For the
certainly,
library.
Nothing is easier than the Friends spending money compared to the way we spend money.
Well, or easier for the library. It's easier for the library to take advantage of those resources than those that come directly to the library.
Yes.
Correct.
And I, you know, in looking at them, the two McCaskill ones, we do an annual allocation out of that. We pull some money out every year. Fable Day, we also take money every year. The others, Wayland, Lee Corday, Morley Hale, and Group, well, Gruber's going to be gone. I believe there's still money in Gruber. I thought we spent it all. But anyway, they vary. Like, I will be coming to the board in March for requesting some more money out of the Wayland. Felton Library planning stuff. Lee Corday is for the downtown library. We haven't spent it because we're waiting on the facilities plan.
But these bigger ones, the McCaskill, I mean,
those we take out annually.
But how much, I mean, not.
We've been taking more out because we recently learned that we can spend the principal.
Well, oh, okay.
So we're going to be doing huge microfilm. And actually digitizing project, the newspaper, where we go to McCaskill.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's not a lot each year, but if it's annually isn't hard to take out, then...
Right.
Then
well, that's really what Marcus
yeah.
is saying.
If he's saying annually, then that's
you
fine.
You need flexibility to be able to get at it.
And if once a year is when we can get at it, that's fine. The others are a little bit more... We kind of have a project and then go, you know, ask for the money from those... for it, so we would have, you know, we certainly can plan ahead. We just have been used to Wayland, but we need some more money out of Wayland, so we request it.
Well, clearly it's more prudent to not spend any of the principal and to keep these endowments giving year after year after year and not wearing them down.
And that's
to
not
their
been
expiration.
Our policy consistently.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Since I've been here, a lot of these have been used to get us through some very, very difficult times in terms of the collection. So that really was good to have those. The interest you're getting right now is so pathetic that...
But But that's my point, that with the city investment, it's utterly pathetic. With the community foundation, you have a potential.
I mean, nine basis points per acre can get you 45 to 50,000 a year, depending on the number you're investing. That could be.
As an annuity, it's a lot more lucrative than late, that's for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I would just suggest
we can look at it.
Maybe have a subgroup take a look at it. And you know, particularly since the Friends are moving in that direction, it would be nice to sync up those two efforts.
Any other questions of Marcus?
You had something earlier.
And you responded to the question that Dick had at our board meeting, which was great.
Yeah.
Very clear and
comforting. Now, my only question was where the $192,000 budget, and that, of course, that I forgot this was January, and we just did February.
So the money that the board did authorize in February, will that show on the February statement?
Yes.
Okay. Right. I was just not.
Yeah. Where did that 192,000 go? With just a fruit?
And I guess it was also a question why financial services was
Was higher.
We paid for the audit. We just paid for the audit.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. We probably saved $788. Like it came in a little bit under.
By the way, it's been useful to have that since you started breaking out in footnote five, where you started giving us a little bit of a breakout from that huge lump of other. It's been kind of nice to see the what those big ticket items are instead of just this one lump.
Now I want to remind you, just more for. Don't want the design to dictate how we use this report.
Right.
Meeting.
No, I know.
I think we initially tried to see what key information can we get on a single page. You can have a quick glance and still have a really good understanding of what's going on in the operation.
Yeah. Right. Well,
spilling
so far,
over to two pages, no big deal. So anytime we want to elaborate, I think we at one point in time we looked at some charts and stuff and never really got to comfort level what charts would be meaningful. But I think we can always use page two.
Right.
It's more driven based on feedback.
Well, those two adjustments that you made in the left, you know, one was putting in the carryover money so that we wouldn't be staring at a deficit all year.
Yeah.
That and breaking out just the high points of those other is really useful.
Yeah. Further questions? Next item is the current meeting schedule, and I'd like to also, Bruce, please.
I got some financial questions. Okay, so I don't have it in front of me, but I think the amount of finance spending was 72,000 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the month before it was like 62,000.
It was 54, I think.
So that's over 100,000 in 2 months. And I just have a feeling the audit didn't cost anywhere near that, right?
Great. We have monthly financial
overhead
expenditures, right? But it was the delta between what it was last month and this month, the 10,000.
Oh,
well,
okay.
That's the difference we were questioning.
So this 60 or 70,000 is that's the whole payment to the city for all
plus the audit. The 40 is the standard.
The audit
was
only 7,000. Sorry.
We may have incurred additional city fees, city finance department fees in the preparation of the audit as well.
Yeah.
As the audit.
Not that.
But it was the difference between what we usually see monthly and last month.
So is there anything in there for bond council or for Poland?
No.
No.
That's coming out of some other budget.
We're not paying bond council at this point.
We don't have bond council yet.
And we allocated funds
for the next one. That was in that 192,000.
I don't know what's
going to be left in the February.
So the last board agenda named two bond councils, one for the county, one for the city. They've been talking about it.
No, that's not hired yet, but we're naming potential bond council.
Oh, that's your payment to you. Okay.
It's the payment to you. So I think council member Matthews said something about community foundation. Like, there's a better way to invest. Can Can somebody elaborate about what Community Foundation
they're,
is?
They're a private foundation that administers charitable donations and trusts. So that if you had $1 million you wanted to leave for the benefit of libraries, you would give it to the Community Foundation, they would invest it, and they would dole out that money on
as
a yearly basis from now and forever.
So do you have in mind like a rate of return that Community Foundation gets?
You know, you could Google them, look them up. They've been around for 20 years.
Okay.
They
yeah.
handle endowments for nonprofits, for public entities. They're exceptionally well regarded.
And there,
oh,
and there,
that's the short version.
There are community foundations in many, many,
oh,
many
yeah.
cities.
Oh, yeah.
This one is headed by Lance Linares, and hundreds of millions of dollars. I have no doubt that they're doing 8 or 9% on a regular basis, knowing the people on their board.
Well, you know, they could be hit when everything did, but still.
Okay, so with these trust funds, the library director described that some of them are being managed by bank trust departments.
We're not
but,
sure it's going
to
come back to us.
The Richardson Trust, which is not listed here.
Right.
It's separate.
Are there some that are just pooled funds with the city?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
No, kept.
But we posed the question, we're going to get a report at our next meeting regarding what how each one of the endowments we have is administered.
I see. Okay.
We're uncertain. We know that they're not pooled funds in a cigar box in the city hall somewhere.
Well, the city's been doing pretty well with its pooled funds.
Not bad.
Okay, so in the lower right corner of the dashboard, right above the print date, there's a number of 400,000 something, and that was the number for December. But the number for January is 126,000, something like that. So that's a mistake on the dashboard.
Where are you?
The lower right corner, right above where it says print date.
It's the end of footnote 6.
Oh, yeah, it's still referring to the December.
Right, that's still.
So, yeah, that link didn't pick up January.
So, that number should be the January
yep.
number. And then the other thing I noticed was that November and December both had a cash balance, or current assets of $3 million. So, that kind of sounds like that $900,000 is getting counted in cash a month early before. It's the same story that the note down there says about October. I think it's the same story for November and December that the cash balance includes. 900,000 at the end of the month that really gets counted in revenue for the following month. Does that make sense?
I don't think so.
If you jumped from 2 million to 3 million in current assets in 1 month, I think you didn't have that much excess revenue over expense. It's just that 900,000 came in before the end of the month.
But if you saw October was 3 million.
But there's a note there about October. See, that's an old note. I think that the same note would apply to what it may. I guess what I meant is December and January. That exact same note about October should apply to December and January. That there's 900,000 each month that's getting counted in cash at the end of 1 month, but it's really revenue.
And that was a one-time timing spike that I think brought down November artificially and it went into December.
Well, the note's right there on the bottom of the dashboard about October.
Correct.
But it's really saying that the October cash balance was higher because November revenue got included in the October cash.
Okay.
And I'm thinking the same thing happened in December, January.
Sorry, I just can't get to the details.
Well, we just asked Marcus to
yeah,
check it for the final
yeah.
version.
Right, this is preliminary.
No, I was trying to go into the detail.
Anything
I had
else,
myself
Bruce?
With that, but
Thank you for that.
And you want to have a vice chair, right?
Co-chair.
We should have a vice chair.
I'd like to know.
And I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Good. Well done.
Yeah, we got, now we're kind of distracted from part two, which we do. All right.
And the question that Bruce raised raises another question for me, and that is on our agenda, before the meeting calendars, if we could have them in there, future agenda items, it would be nice.
You mean an agenda item?
For future agenda items, right.
We can do that.
Fantastic. Does the meeting schedule look right for everyone? Will it work?
I went with the fourth Monday at 4:00.
I do have, I think this is the place to ask this. What is the timeline for budget consideration for 2014-15? And how will that fit? I mean, will we be picking here?
With any luck, I will have something for you for the May board meeting, which would be, the April meeting would be a week before that.
Oh, okay, so we would have some.
That would be my goal.
Okay, so we would have a chance then on that April meeting to talk about. I just wanted to see if the schedule sort of synced.
You may not have the final.
Right.
The final
we'd have a chance to
probably come at the June meeting.
Right, okay.
So that, perfect that you want to approve it at the May
meeting. Everything we have to say to the board will need to be said in May. And
right.
On that note, do we think that we need more than one meeting prior to budget presentation?
Well, April 28th would be 1 week before the May one.
And that's the only, and I'm saying, do we need a meeting, another meeting
prior? That's as soon as you can get.
I'm not going to have anything
before that.
Before then, anyway.
So we'll have a proposed budget, and
it'll be a draft April 28th that won't yet have gone to, what will not have been posted yet as a
right.
Part of the packet for the, right.
We will be able to comment on it to the board for the May meeting.
If we consider
you can comment it on to me in terms of changes you want to see before I even take it to the board, and then if you want to say something to the board, you could
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. You could also say it at that meeting.
Acceptable?
I think so. Uh-huh. I think so.
I mean, given that you couldn't do anything before April 28th anyway.
Not likely.
Right.
I was just saying
and
that.
And if we do have it ready earlier, then we could talk about holding a special meeting.
Or have a meeting in May.
Post
the first presentation to the board before the June. Instead of waiting until it's a done deal, I mean, one of the whole reasons we exist is because of the budget, and having one meeting to consider it seems light, but I don't know. I'll defer to
you. Okay, so let me get this straight. So what would happen is we'd get a draft in end of April. Then at the next week, and we could talk about that, then at the next the May meeting of the board, you'll be bringing that draft proposal
draft budget.
Mm-hmm. To the board. But the board at that point just accepts it. We don't approve anything until June.
Unless it's perfect.
Right. Well, okay, so we at the June meeting is when we approve the budget.
Right.
So basically the finance subcommittee could decide to meet in May if we felt like we needed to support the larger board with more.
And depending on the comments that come from the board on the presentation
right.
of the proposed budget,
right.
that's.
Right, so we may reserve the right to include a meeting.
And typically there aren't a lot.
Right.
I mean, that's the February meetings where you gave me the most direction on
yeah.
the procedure.
Yeah,
so
we made those.
Right.
I can't imagine your adjustments.
Right.
And
right.
the big item for us is going to be the election.
Right. So I can't imagine that there's going to be, but the bottom line is if we needed to, if the full board felt like if they wanted to direct us to do something.
To really
we could,
change.
Right.
Yeah.
right.
Now, the June board meeting. Right before the June board meeting is when we get the Library Financing Authority projections, but
right.
Marcus usually has his own projections that we use anyway because they're a lot more
right.
accurate.
It's true.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we got a shot at it so that we could support the full board if we need to in the meeting.
Okay.
Excellent. Any further comments? Staff? Public? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Good.